1922, I was at that time very much engaged in Congress activity. I was very much a devout follower of Mahatma Gandhi. And at that time, I was manager also in a very big chemical concern in Calcutta. Perhaps you may know Dr. Bose's laboratory. One of my friends is still living, Sri Narendranath Mallik. He informed me that one saintly person has come. Let us go and see. At that time I was a young man and I did not care for very much about so-called saintly persons, because in our house my father used to receive so many sannyasis, but some of them were not very to the standard, and due to my association with college friends, younger days, I lost my faith practically. Although I was born in a Vaishnava family, my father was a pure Vaishnava. From my childhood, he gave me Radha Krishna deity for worshipping Ratha. I was playing with my boyfriends, Ratha Yatra, gold, like that. My father encouraged. So I was trained up in this line, but in my youthful age, when I was college student, gradually, either bad association or something, gradually I lost my activities. But when this friend, Mr. Manley, took me to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he immediately asked me that, "You are educated young boy, why don't you take up Lord Chaitanya's message and preach in the Western world?" In a very fast sight, he told me. At that time, I argued with him that we are dependent nation and who is going to hear about our message. So he defeated my argument. There is no necessity of closing. He defeated my argument. He was a learned scholar. What I was a teeny boy. So he agreed that I was defeated. So after finishing our visit with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I got some impression that here is a person who has taken Lord Chaitanya's message very seriously. Now it will be preached. My friend asked my opinion. Yeah, what is your opinion? So I gave this opinion. Yeah, here is a person who has taken Lord Chaitanya's movement very seriously, and now it will be preached. So that was in 1922. Then in 1923, I left Calcutta on business account, and I started my business at Allahabad. But I was always thinking of my Guru Maharaj, although I was that time not initiated, but the impression was there. I was thinking, I met a very nice, saintly person. So, in this way, I passed from 1923 to 1928, I think. Then during Kumbh Mela, Stop that noise, isn't it? In 1928, my Guru Maharaj, along with other disciples, came to Allahabad for starting their branch there. So some gentleman known to me might have told them that the proprietor of such and such business, Prayas Pharmacy, is a very nice gentleman. He can help you in so many ways. So they came to me and I saw the same saintly person whom I met 1922. I was very glad to receive. In this way my connection was more intimate with my Guru Maharaj. And in 1936, 1933 I was initiated officially. Although I was initiated in 1922, but officially I was initiated in 1933. Although from 1922 to 1933, I was always thinking of His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So in 1936, he was to pass away by 31st December. So I do not know, out of my own accord, I wrote him one letter that, Guru Maharaj, you have got many disciples, some of you are directly serving you. I could not do so. I am a householder, so if you give me some direct service to you, it will be very kind of. So he replied that letter that you try to preach in English language, then the persons will be instructed by you and both yourself will be benefited. Say again, he said the same thing which he ordered me in 1922 at the first sight. Then there are he passed away in 1936, 31st December. Then there are other God brothers. I consulted him that Guru Maharaj said like this, what can I do? So they also encouraged me. I was writing, there was a paper, harmonies. Then, by their desires, I started this Back to Godhead in 1944. That was also started on his Advent Day, this Advent Day. Back to Godhead was started. Yes. There was a meeting and many friends came and we first started this Back to Godhead on his Advent Day. This Advent Day. 1944. So, our paper Back to Godhead, the Advent Day is also today. Yes. So, at that time there was no sale of Back to Godhead. I was publishing about 1,000 copies and distributing. So, there was no income. I was spending 300, 400 rupees. From my father, at that time I had income. Then, gradually, I wanted to remain as a grihastha and priest, but Guru Maharaj did not like this idea. I could understand. Sometime I was dreaming that he was calling me and I was horrified that I'll have to go away from home. So, at last, it happened so that I left my home in 1950 and became a Banaprastha. I was living sometimes here and there. In 1959, I took sannyas. But that Back to Godhead was going on. Then there are some in a dictation that this paper back to Godhead I am publishing, people are taking, some friend advised me that why don't you write some books? That will be nice. So then I began to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. And because I left home, so practically I had no income with this Bhagavatam, back to Godhead, I was selling and I was somewhere or other maintaining. And whatever little money I had, that was free. And then when I wrote book, Srimad Bhagavatam, first tenth was finished, so I approached Bhaiji, Paras Mataji, no, 1962. So I asked him that you take this publication. That I am very metabolized to Bhaiji. He said that our English printing is not very efficient. You can get this book published somewhere else. I can partly help you. So he helped me with some money from the Dalmia Trust. And I first of all published my first part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then I published second part also. There was sale. Then there was no necessity of money. I was getting money by selling Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone appreciated. In your American embassy here, they purchased 18 copies and they gave me open order that whenever this Bhagavatam will be published, next part, subsequent part, this is open order, 18 copies, each part. That order is still there. So after publishing three parts, reading, then automatically Guru Maharaj gave me indication that now you can start for America. So somewhere around 1965, I went to America with great difficulty. But I took about 200 sets of books. The custom clearance was done. I told them that I am taking this book for distribution, not for sale. Anyway, they passed. And with these books, I reached America. And I was maintaining myself by selling these books for 1 year. There was no friend. And I was living an apartment and with great difficulty. Still, the whole, I want to say, stock and my typewriter and my table, everything was stolen. In this way, I became very much depressed. And I was going to the shipping company when the next ship is going to India. They gave me such and such day. Then I thought, let me wait for some time more, then I shall return back. I had return ticket, of course. There was no difficulty. In this way, 1966, by selling this book, I had only $200 and I dared to take one apartment and storefront $125 per month and apartment $75. So I had only $200. So I advanced in $200. I did not know how to pay next month's rent. So I started in 1966 lecturing in a storefront and living in that apartment in 26 Second Avenue. Then gradually these boys, American boys and girls, began to come. And then I started my kirtan in Tompkinson Square. More and more these younger Americans, they came to me and things are organized. Then I registered this Krishna Consciousness Society under Religious Act of New York in 1966. And gradually people took interest. People means the younger sex. All the boys and girls, they were from 16, not all 16, but they were 16. Krishna Das was at that time 16 years old. And between 20 to 30, only I think Keith, now Kirtanananda Maharaj, he was at that time 29. Haigiri was, I think, 26. So, in this way, with Haigiri, I met him on the street. After renting the apartment and storefront when I was returning, this Haigiri was Professor Howard Wheeler. He was philosophically minded. So he asked me, Swamiji, are you coming from India? So I told, yes, I'm coming from India. So are you interested in Indian philosophy? Yes, sir. So why don't you come? I have taken one store, found an apartment. So I came back. I showed him, here is my storefront and apartment, you come in the evening. So, but he, so, the Haigiri and Kirtanananda Keith and some other boy, I think, Saksarup. Yes, yes, he was there. Mukunda. In this way, five or six students used to come. Gradually, it developed. Then he started next branch in San Francisco, next branch in Montreal, next branch in Buffalo, Boston. In this way, now we have got 45 branches. So, practically we began work from 1968. 66 I started. But, and 67 I became very much sick. So I came back to India. And again I went there in 1968. Practically this propaganda work began vigorously from 1968. From 1968, 69, 70, and this 71. So 3-4 years, all these branches have grown up. And now, practically, throughout the whole continent, Europe and America, they know what is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We lead to our propaganda, just like these boys you have seen, they're chanting and dancing. We send street sankirtan in the most busiest quarters of New York, Fifth Avenue, and they go. The American boys, they are very daring. Sometimes police arrest them. Now police is not harassing. The public and police both, they are now sympathetic that here is a movement which is actually genuine and very beneficial to our people. They are sympathetic. And in some of the Christian priests, they are also very sympathetic. They say that these boys, American boys, they are our boys. They are so nice that they are mad after God. But we could not give them. A Swamiji has given them. So they appreciate. Actually, these boys, they come from Christian family, Jewish family. There are many churches in America. I was surprised. When I first went to Butler, that's a small county, but I saw there about dozen of churches. So I thought the American people are very religiously minded. And actually so. The history of the American people, mostly they came from England and for this religious purpose. So they migrated in America for being religiously advanced. So American people, I very much appreciate them. They are religious, they have got very good potency for understanding God consciousness. That is my opinion. And I do not know why I was inclined to go to America. It was also Krishna's desire, because I thought that in this movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that prithivite ashe jato nagaradigra sarvatra prachar hoyamul. That is his prediction, that as many towns and villages are there on the surface of the globe, everywhere this message of Hare Krishna mantra and Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's name, will be there. So I thought that I should go to America. If the American people take it seriously, then other people will take it. So actually, that is happening. These boys are so enthusiastic in preaching that, on my word, they are going any part of the world. Any part of the world. They are prepared to go any part of the world. And just now I received one letter from my disciple, Sriman Upendra Das. He does not know Hindi, and in the Fiji Island there are many Indians. But still he is making propaganda. He is simply chanting Hare Krishna mantra door to door. They are also husband and wife, and people are very much appreciating. My Guru Maharaj's desire is, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction is now being fulfilled. At least it has begun to be fulfilled. So it is genuine movement, authorized movement, and India's original culture. So our appeal to the Indian people that you should take seriously about this movement and try to cooperate with them. That will be glorification for Indian culture. At the present moment, India is known as very poor, poverty-stricken country. People are under impression that they are beggars. They have got nothing to give. They simply come here to beg. Actually, our ministers go there and for some begging purpose. Give us rice, give us wheat, give us money, give us soldiers. That is their business. But this movement, for the first time, India is giving something. It is not a begging propaganda, it is giving propaganda. Because they are hankering after this substance, Krishna consciousness. They have enjoyed enough of this material consciousness. Material consciousness means to enjoy sex life and drink and have sufficient money. These three items, they have got sufficient, immense. There are so far material comfort. There is no conception in India how they are materially comfort. Their roads, their cars, their machines. You cannot imagine how American roads are there. There are freeways. In America, there are freeways. Without any stoppage, you can run your car in 70 miles speed, and four cars going up and four cars going down. And a road just like velvet. our roles. So there is no comparison. Are there material and not? So I always, when I run in some freeway, these boys run our cars. And he will be very pleased that in each and every temple we have got at least four cars, nine. Especially one car for me and two cars for carrying them for some teeth and moment. Very good arrangement. Better than any temple in India. If you go sometimes, so I request you to go, but it is one condition that you have to become life member. But if you go, you will be very much pleased in our temple. And Dr. Rao, perhaps you know, he is a professor in your Gorakhpur University. He was a research scholar, atomic research scholar. His wife is sitting here, so he's still alive. So he was very much captivated in the temple worship, and there he became my disciple. So our temple is very nice, just like this temple, you see practically how they are managing. Here, of course, we have no facility, but in other temples, we have got very nicely decorated. There is chandelier, and if you see, we have got pictures. It is very nice. So this movement is increasing, and our branches are increasing practically every month, one branch. And these boys are doing it very enthusiastically. So why not spread this movement in India? It is India's culture. Why Indians are lacking? That is mine. I have brought them to show you example. This is a genuine movement. Krishna. People are harassed. Where is God? Hey Krishna, here is God. Why don't you say Krishna? Krishna's to Bhagavan Sam. And Krishna's order is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Manvana Bhagavad Bhakta Marjari Man. Why you are misusing this Bhagavad Gita? You take it very seriously and let there be a successful world movement, Krishna consciousness movement, and people will be happy. That is the peace formula. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokamaisaram sridam sarvabhutanam jnatam am shanti mitchat. Shanti means to understand Krishna or God as the supreme enjoyer. Here in the material world, everyone wants to be enjoyed. That is not possible. Not everyone is enjoyed, everyone is servant. But his misconception is that I am enjoyed. That is per maya, illusion. He is not enjoyed, he is servant. So, Krishna therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇam. Sarva-dharmān, we have created some dharma. Some dharma is for lording it over the materialist. Karmis. The karmis are trying to lord it over the material nature, all resources, working hard day and night, how to lord it over the material world. This is one dharma. Another dharma, when the karmi is frustrated because he cannot enjoy, because he is not enjoying, artificially he is trying to enjoy. Then, when he is frustrated, then he says, Brahma Satta Javanit. The Brahma is Satta and this world is false. Then he becomes a sannyasi, a renouncer. But he cannot live in that renouncement platform. And then he again comes back to this material world. And engages himself in some philanthropic work, let us open hospital, let us open schools and college. If the Brahma Satta Jan Mitha, if the world is Mitha, false, why you are again? If Sannyasi, you are coming again back to this platform. That means He is not satisfied in so-called Brahma Sattva. Practically, he has no realization of Brahma. Therefore, he comes back again. And that is, indicated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Jannera Bindakha Vimukta Manina. Persons who are thinking that I have become liberated, I have become Narayan, I have become God, I become Brahma. Brahma, everyone is Brahma. Honestly, that's a fact. But there is another Parabrahma. Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavittam Paramam Bhavad Krishna. So, the Mahabhadi philosopher is a mistake. That is a Parabrahma or myself all the same. No, that is not the fact. Therefore, without having shelter of the Parabrahma, he falls down again in this material world. Arujya krichena param padam tata patanti adha anadrita dismadangha. Because he has no information of the lotus feet of Krishna, he falls down again to the material platform. Right. So, just like pendulum, the clock pendulum, tap, tap, tap. Sometimes he is renouncer and sometimes he is enjoyer. Sometimes he is accepting. For example, don't take it otherwise. Just like our national father, he renounced everything. But renounced for what? That greater enjoyment. That his countrymen will be happy, the Britishers will go away, and we shall get independence and we shall enjoy. You see? So this renouncement, that again renouncement for enjoyment. The Mahabhadi philosophers, they say, renounce this whole Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, Jagan Mitha, but I want to be one with the Supreme. That is for greater enjoyment. I have failed to enjoy this world, even after becoming Prime Minister or big man. Now, I will become God. So, this kind of philosophy will not make you happy. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva Dharma and Parityaj. We have created Dharma in two categories. One for enjoyment and one for renouncement. So both these things have to be given up. Neither enjoyment nor renouncement. Then what is this philosophy? The philosophy is that you cannot renounce anything. Because what is the value of your renouncement? You haven't got anything. Everything belongs to God. So what you can renounce? Similarly, what you can enjoy? If everything belongs to God, Ishavas, Voktaram Jagatavasa, Krishna says, I am the enjoyer. I am the proprietor. So, if Krishna is proprietor, if Krishna is the enjoyer, then how you can renounce? The proprietor is somebody else. So what is the value of your renouncement? You are sitting in this room while going away, if you say, I renounce this room. What is the meaning of this room? When this room belongs to you, you have come here for some time and sitting here for 1 hour, 2 hours, that does not mean you possess it. Similarly, we come here empty-handed, we leave here, say 50 years, 100 years, when I become proprietor? This is another maya, renouncement. As enjoyment is another maya, similarly, renouncement. So we have to give up this renouncement and enjoyment. We have to take the real position that if everything belongs to Krishna or God, we have simply to serve Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. That will give you actual peace. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram Jagatam. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. You simply supply ingredients of his enjoyment. Then he'll be happy. Because he's in there. And Bhoktaram Jagatam Sam Sarvaloko Mahasvam. And he is the proprietor. So, this attitude, of course they may criticize, that is the bhaktas, the Vaishnavas, they have got same mentality. Some the so-called philosophers remark like that. But that is not same mentality. That is the actual position. That we get information from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dhar. We are eternally servant of Krishna. And mukti means Sarupena Vastiti. When you are situated as servant of Krishna, that is mukti. And so long you are falsely claiming that I am enjoyer, I am proprietor, that is Maya. That is our philosophy. And Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that. That this movement is not new. It was long ago started, even before 5,000 years, when Krishna spoke his philosophy to Arjuna. He said, Imam Vivasati Yuvan Puktavan Mahamabhayam. Formally he spoke to Vivasan, the sun god, Manu. Manu understood this philosophy from Vivasan. That means 400 million of years ago. So it is not a new movement. It is very old. Just like Krishna is very old. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam. Purana is very old. Purana means very old. Now you want it. At the same time. Very useful. Similarly, this movement is very, very old. But it appears very fresh. Because it is spiritual, it is ever fresh. So take to this moment very seriously and all of you will be very happy. That is our request. We are presenting this moment all over the world and anyone who has taken, he is happy. But one must be sincere and serious. Then it will last. Thank you very much.
The preceding lecture is recorded on February 15th, the evening of his appearance, the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada at Sri Krishna Niketan in Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh.